News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Technical changes will be made to the new portal installation. This is the Dublin New York portal installation that is on North Earl Street within the next 24 hours due to inappropriate behaviour. That's according to Dublin City Council. And Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for North Inner City Dublin, joins us now. Janet, this is why some of us can't have nice things, isn't it? What's going on?
Well, I guess, I mean, there's a level of inevitability to people, you know, messing around and a bit of tomfoolery. And obviously, some people will always take things too far when they're given an opportunity to, like, play with a new toy in a way. So, like, there has been issues, I think, as far as I've heard, with people, whether it's exposing themselves or putting up inappropriate images and things like that. And just like every time there's new technology, people seem to have an basic impulse of some sort to want to expose themselves, and for some reason every single time it has to be made explicitly clear it is not acceptable to do that in front of strangers, regardless of what the technology might be. And that has to be stopped. So I don't know what technical changes they're making, but I'm presuming it's something that will allow them to sort of, you know, instantly blur an image or
yeah, and is that what we're talking about? So if somebody, because we have had people mooning, we have had people flashing, we have had people apparently grinding themselves sexually against it, all that kind of thing. So is that what this new technology is going to be when somebody behaves in a lewd fashion, if you want to put it that way, that it will pixelate it or blur it in some way? How will it even know?
That's what I'm assuming now. So I'm not actually sure. They haven't told us, given us the details of it, but certainly based on the problems they're having, that would seem to be what needs to happen. But also, I mean, there does remain, continues to be illegal to expose yourself in public. So there is an issue of just implementing the law there, which says, you know, again, you cannot expose yourself in public, regardless of whether there's a fun piece of technology to expose yourself in front of or not.
Yeah. I'm reading a line from the New York Post. The earnest utopian vision, this is about the portal, proved no match for the pub-lined Dublin thoroughfare, whose Guinness-glugging patrons were quickly drawn to the futuristic-looking exhibit like moths to a flame. And it goes on and talks about the footage of 9/11 that was being shown at the Dublin end, the flashing, the mooning, the people, as I say, grinding themselves. We're not really portraying ourselves in a very edifying manner to our New York counterparts. It seems to be all the lewd behaviour. You're saying that this is inevitable, but it seems to be only inevitable on the Irish end.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the full effect of it. I haven't watched and monitored it day and night in the New York end either. But I think it's a fairly human impulse. And I think maybe that description was the New York Times there. New York Post is drawing on some pretty negative Irish stereotypes in general, which I'm not too
sure. Maybe, except for are we not living up to those negative Irish stereotypes by behaving in the manner that we are? I mean, you can't kind of constantly let us off the hook and say we're being, you know, discriminated against or people are being prejudiced when we're actually doing this.
Yeah, but like, and look, as I said, I think, you know, some of the behaviours are just totally inappropriate. Obviously, there is general good-willed messing that is also happening as well. But like, that is also, it is an invitation to do that kind of thing. You know, like, it is an invitation to be playful and to enjoy it. It's just the issue is only when people are taking it too far towards,
what
again,
about the criticism,
illegal behaviour,
the criticism
yourself
of where it has been placed? I'm sure you've seen there's been lots of, I suppose, chatter, particularly online, about it being, it's on the kind of the Talbot Street, North Earl Street, street off O'Connell Street, for people who aren't familiar with Dublin. You can see in the Dublin end, you can see the spire, you can see the GPO. So some nice landmarky, historic-y things. But people have criticised the placement of it there.
And I think a lot of that, again, is, you know, stigmatisation of the north side, the suggestion that there's sort of perfectly genteel behaviour happening around Stephen's Green that you're not going to get come over to O'Connell Street is just not, you know, understanding people. It's the issue is people. The issue is not the north side or the south side.
That's really interesting, because I would suggest that when we talk about the north inner city having antisocial behaviour problems and that it needs funding and it needs support and it needs infrastructure, everyone agrees. And then when we talk about the north inner city having antisocial problems and people behaving like this, we're not allowed to say that because it's discrimination. Which is it?
Well, I think there is wider systemic problems with the North Inner City, but like we're not talking about issues of underinvestment in housing or homelessness infrastructure or...
No, we're talking about bad behaviour, but we're allowed to talk about bad behaviour when people are looking for funding, but we're not allowed to talk about bad behaviour when people are doing this.
But I don't think the problems of the North Inner City relate to, you know, tomfoolery taken too far. I think the problems in the North Inner City relate to structural inequality and systemic marginalisation of certain communities, as opposed to, you know, like nighttime behaviour, which I think is as bad on Camden Street as it is anywhere in the North Side.
Look,
I would say.
I appreciate that. And thank you very much for coming on and joining us, Janet. And thank you for coming on and talking about it. It's a very interesting topic of conversation at the moment. That is Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for the North Inner City in Dublin. Let us know what you think about the portal. I really like the idea of the portal. I think it's a really kind of a cool, futuristic thing that we can see into another city while they can see into ours. But it's not going exactly as according to plan, is it? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.